This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. A story now about the price elasticity of demand, but also, and thankfully less wonkily, about how you gotta spend money to make money. Netflix said today it's raising prices for all of its streaming plans in the United States. That's for both new and existing customers. The most popular HD streaming option is going to go to $13 now. That's from $11. It's been about a year and a half since the last increase. And back then, CEO Reed Hastings said he had to raise prices to cover the massive investment that Netflix is making in original content. So, as Marketplace's Andy Euler reports, at least he's consistent, huh?
Netflix makes a lot of popular shows and movies, like Stranger Things and Bird Box. It also makes some stuff you've probably never heard of. Raise your hand if you've seen Disjointed, a sitcom about hijinks in a cannabis dispensary. Either way, that stuff's expensive to make. Jason Squire teaches the business of movies at USC.
$13 billion, $14 billion in annual expenses on content.
Netflix makes more than 700 original shows and movies. Tuna Amobi is a media and entertainment analyst at CFRA.
They kind of felt like the content offering can maybe justify another price increase, and we think this one will go fairly smoothly given all of the strides that they've made and investments.
In October, Netflix issued $2 billion in bonds to pay for shows and movies. Matteo Arena at Marquette University says Netflix can't afford to do that again.
At this point, the only other way they can finance new content is to either issue equity with stock or be asking consumers to pay a little more.
How much longer will customers be willing to do that? Jason Squire at USC says some people are going to get more price sensitive as Netflix and other streaming services charge more.
At what point do they converge so that a cable subscriber stays where they are and does not add a lot of streaming services?
Networks and studios are also starting to pull their content back from Netflix as their licensing deals expire. Yet another challenge for a company that's bent on getting bigger and bigger. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.